President Trump last week reinstated what's known as the Mexico City policy, or to its critics, the global gag rule. It cuts off funds to any aid group that provides abortions overseas or even counsels women on abortion. And without that money, reproductive health clinics in some of the poorest countries in the world may have to close. NPR's Ada Peralta visited a clinic in Nairobi, Kenya.
Just outside the Family Health Option Kenya building in Nairobi, there is a golden plaque. It says the headquarters for the Reproductive Health Organization was built with assistance from the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID. As Executive Director Edward Marienja sees it, the funding has been a blessing and a curse. Because when Democrats enter the White House, they up funding. But when Republicans take power, they reinstate the Mexico City policy. When George W. Bush took over after Bill Clinton, for example, the clinic was devastated.
We closed a number of clinics. Five out of, by that time, we were only nine.
That's more than half their clinics. The most frustrating part, says Marienja, is that this all has to do with domestic American politics that Kenyans can do little about.
But you see, sometimes this continuous change, it's like playing a football match with people's lives.
Critics say that there are two big problems with the policy. It's too broad, it cuts funding for organizations that simply try to educate women on abortion laws in their country, and secondly, in many poor countries, U.S. aid is monumental. Maureen Majiwa of the Center for Reproductive Rights Kenya.
4% of Kenya's GDP goes to health. A large part of that is donor funded, and a large part of that is U.S. funded.
So sexual and reproductive health services become scarce, especially for poor women, says Majiwa. Back in 2011, a Stanford University study looked at how the Mexico City policy affected African countries during the Bush administration. It found that as counseling services went away, abortions in some of those countries doubled.
Can this side?
Back at the clinic, I meet the head nurse, Alice Yaboki Momayi. She takes me to the clinic's maternity ward. The clinic, she says, does pride itself on providing contraceptives and abortion counseling for women. But they also do much more. They offer HIV counseling, they test and treat STDs, and in a country with a high rate of maternal mortality, they offer a safe place to give birth. This month so far,
18 deliveries, normal delivery being 15 and cesarean section being 3.
All those services, she says, are in danger now because the clinic says it's impossible to comply with a policy that would interfere with medical conversations with patients. Downstairs, I am introduced to Sheila Maya, a patient at the clinic. She's 24, the mother of a 3-year-old girl. The clinic has been a lifeline for her. It's the place that taught her about sex and family planning.
From where I come from, in the slum, actually, they don't talk about family planning.
At all?
Not even like the simplest, like you should use condom. They believe it's like a taboo. They shouldn't do that.
Every month now, Sheila comes to the clinic to receive free contraceptives. Public hospitals don't offer them, and the nearest other clinic that might is easily a 2-hour bus ride away. Sheila says she doesn't know what she'll do if the clinic closes.
Me personally, first I'll be broken down. Maybe you can try find a way to talk to Trump. I don't know how you can do it. If you can.
Maybe, she says, there's a way for President Trump to see how his actions affect the everyday lives of poor women an ocean away. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.